will be taking you all the way until 9 a.m. Now, continuing with our conversations here, the European Union in South Sudan continues to assist the government and the people by investing into the country's infrastructure and a road network. Now, to hear more about these important projects, we are joined in by the EU's head of cooperation, Gabriel Leonte, and William Machira of UNOPS. Good morning, gentlemen, and welcome to the program.
A very good morning to you and to all your listeners, and thank you very much for the invitation.
So I will start with you, Gabriel. Just tell us a little bit more about European Union's dedication and participation in construction of infrastructure in South Sudan.
Well, we are now at a very important point in our efforts regarding rural infrastructure development. It's a very timely radio show for us to present to you some of our achievements together with our partners in UNOPS, because one of our important projects, a 44 million project, which successfully completed the construction of over 170 kilometers of feeder roads in four states, in Western Baragazal, Northern Baragazal, Warap and Lakes States, is coming to a conclusion at the end of this month. And tomorrow we will go to Kwajok. We'll be honored by the presence of the Minister of Roads and Bridges, and we'll be welcomed there in Kwajok by the government, the governor, and we will mark the successful completion of this project in Kwajok. And I do hope that you will be there and you will have the opportunity to transmit to the wider audience in South Sudan about how it works and what benefits this project brings to communities and to the people living there. And I think there are a number of benefits that should be mentioned, because the farmers and the smallholders have better access to markets, they can trade more, they can also buy more inputs for their activities, so therefore that leads to economic development. But more than that, I think the road constructions also facilitates access to health and education services for pregnant women, for children. They can easily access what they need when they need in a timely manner. And then it's probably a less tangible benefit, roads and bridges, because we also support the construction of one bridge in Northern Baragazal, and might come to that later, brings people closer to each other. They connect people, and by doing so, I think they also contribute to peace building and community dialogue. And I think that's also an important element that
Thank you so much, Gabriel. I'll come back to you. Now, William, just tell us how you have been cooperating or in partnership with EU in these projects.
Mine would be to thank the EU for the availing of the funds that we have been using to do the work that we are doing. With the 44 million over the period of 8 years, we've been able to achieve the road construction, and not only the road construction, but also the interactions that we've had with the state, the national and the state and the local level interlocutors, the communities, and we have built that such strong relationship that you speak about roads and everybody knows that UNOPS has been there. So it has been a good time. 8 years is not a short time, but we are happy that the interlocutors and the state actors have been quite supportive to us, and that's how we have come to achieve the successes that we got right now. And tomorrow we will be celebrating this success in Kwajok, and we invite the people of Kwajok to come and share with us this joy.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much. Now, Gabriel, what are other projects that you have been involved in, and how about promotion of agriculture and building food security?
Yes, sure. As I said, this project comes to an end, but there are other projects that are still ongoing. There is another project that is implemented by UNOPS in Northern Baragazal that includes also the construction of the Niamlel Bridge, and we plan to go there to Niamlel in May, in early May, I would have to say around Europe Day, to mark also this Europe Day there with the people of Northern Baragazal. And that will be the opportunity to, let's say, launch the construction work. The construction work is already ongoing. That will be an important event. And we also plan to go there again sometime by the end of the year to cut the ribbon and inaugurate the bridge. But we have other projects, for example, with the World Food Program, that they also construct smaller infrastructure in various parts of the country, access roads, and also work with the communities to improve production and productivity in agriculture sector. We also have programs with other partners, with the FAO, as well as with a number of non-governmental organizations.
Right.
And I think all this should be seen in connection. It's not enough to build infrastructure. You also have to help the people and empower them to be more productive and give them the means to do so.
Right.
And we are trying to our program to do that. I would also like to announce that some of the projects are coming to a successful conclusion. New projects are under preparation, and we have a big program of around 80 million in the pipeline. The projects will start sometime next year, but we are working hard with the implementing partners, with the government and with the various other stakeholders, to define these projects in such a way that they will bring benefits to the people of South Sudan.
Right. Thank you so much, Gabriel. Now, William, yes, you're involved in so many projects across the nation. So what are, I mean, how does your work contribute to peace and development in South Sudan? And what is the connection between infrastructure and peace building?
You say that the infrastructure, the roads that we are building are not just connecting places, they are connecting people so that they have these interactions and dialogue. When people are doing trade and bringing in new business, they will always have the interest to protect or to defend their investment.
Mm-hmm.
So they would want to be there to make sure that any instances of conflict are avoided so that they can grow their businesses. That way the peace is being built.
Right.
And at the grassroots level and at the community level, when people have savings from reduced cost of travel and earning more money from the business they do, they build their wealth, they're able to supply their families with much more of what they need. And so it means that we are cutting conflict from the grassroots, from the community level, and cumulatively you end up having the peace building. So this is the way we see it, that when people are kept busy, they have little time to think about conflict or to think about even participating in events or things that could damage peace or create conflict.
Right. Yeah. William and Gabriel, thank you so much for making out time to speak to us. Because of time, we'll have to conclude the interview. But about the event tomorrow, what time is it starting?
We arrive in Kwajok at 9 a.m. And we will have a small gathering with the governor, and thereafter we will go to the start of the road between Kwajok and Lunyakel. We have prepared the venue, and the community is expecting to attend, and we'll have a few speeches and a few dances to celebrate the achievements that we have already made.
Right.
So we invite you to come and please share the joy with us.
Indeed. Reggie Mira will definitely be there, because we have a correspondent on ground, William Muchira and Gabriel Leonte. I hope I said that well. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you for having us.
And that leaves us with only 20 minutes past 8 a.m. Good morning. This is a Miraya Breakfast Show, and this is where the nation's biggest conversations begin every morning. There will be a ceremony in Kwajok marking the completion of the EU-funded feeder roads construction project, which has been running since 2014 in Lek, Swarab, Northern and Western Baragazel states. And the event will be held in Kwajok, as you heard. So if you're in Kwajok, mark the date. That's tomorrow. Stay tuned. Good morning. We'll be right back.